Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Hallelujah, 耶稣复活了。
Before we come to God's word, let's pray together.
我们来传讲神的话语之前，让我们先一起低头祷告。
Lord, by your Spirit, open up our hearts to know Christ's resurrection this morning.
主，我们借着你的灵，把我们的心打开，让我们能够今天亲自来聆听你自己的复活。
Lead us to truly experience His power of life in us.
带领我们真实的经历他在我们生命中的大能。
Through us hearing Your word and trusting You by faith.
也借着我们借着信心，让我们能够聆听你自己的话语。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Please turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, 1-8.
如果你有圣经，请一起打开马可福音第十六章一到八节。
I'm just going to ask Tony to read for us in Mandarin.
好，我们来一起来读。过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并萨罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清晨，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？那石头原来很大，他们探头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
As Christians, the resurrection of our Lord must be considered the greatest miracle of all.
作为基督徒来讲，我们的主耶稣基督的复活应该是所有的奇迹里面最大的神迹。
And this is, of course, what we come to celebrate every year at Resurrection Sunday.
这也是每一年都有一个复活的这个主日，这一天我们来一起来庆祝。
For many Christians, we get the idea of his miraculousness intellectually in our minds.
作为基督徒，我们在理智上经常可以理解这样的一个奇迹性。
But practically and functionally, we don't truly recognize what this power of God means in our lives.
但在实际上，或者是对你自己有功效的，有的时候我们没有办法认识到这个到底在我们自己生命中的意义是什么。
More often than not, when we face difficulties in life, maybe even serious ones,
有的时候在我们生命中面对了困难，尤其是那些非常严重的困难的时候，
we tend to ask wrong questions with the wrong focuses.
我们有的时候经常会借着错误的这个着重点问出错误的问题。
We ask questions like, "How can I face and deal with my difficult situations that seem so daunting and even impossible to overcome?"
我们经常问的问题是，我如何来面对或者处理那些看起来就是非常的艰巨，简直不可能克服的困难呢？
Questions like this is well intended, is good.
这样的问题事实上它本意是也是好的。
It is not necessarily sinful.
这个问题本身并不是什么罪。
But I'm afraid these kind of questions has a way of glossing over the power and miraculousness of our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection.
但我担心的是，这类的问题经常会掩盖就耶稣基督复活的大能和他的神那个奇迹性。
Because that's the resurrection of our Lord is the ultimate answer that we need in life.
因为我们的主耶稣的复活其实是在我们生命中追寻的最终极答案。
Well, we also have a question like that in this passage today in verse 3.
我们刚才读的这个经文里面这个第三节其实有类似这样一个问题。
The woman asks, "Who will roll away the stone for us?"
就是这，你看这三个女士，她们三个妇人，她们在问，就是谁为我们把石头滚开呢？
For the rest of the time we have today, I want you to know first what is being asked in this question.
那我想接下来我们这段时间，我想让你自己来考虑这个问题里面问的到底是什么。
And second, what's the answer to this? We want you to know the answer to this question.
第二个就是，我也想让你弄清楚， 针对这个问题，它的答案应该是什么
？So first, what is being asked in this question? Who will roll away the stone for us?
首先呢，我们来看第一个问题，谁能帮助我们把石头滚开
？And first of all, Mark, out of all four Gospels, is the only one that records this question in the resurrection account.
那在四本福音书里面，马可福音是唯一一个就是在记载耶稣基督复活的时候记载了刚才的细节。
So this is unique, and so this is important for us to pay attention to.
所以这个问题它是非常独特的，我们也值得我们的注意。
At this point in verse 1, Jesus has been crucified, dead, and buried by Joseph Arimathea in his, and that was in his own tomb, new tomb, according to Matthew 27.
根据马太福音第二十七章，我们知道。刚才这个第一节讲的我们已经知道这时候耶稣已经被钉十字架已经死亡而且被那个叫约瑟的人埋葬在一个新坟墓里面。
All that happened before the Sabbath, which is the Sabbath would be from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
这一切都发生在这个安息日之前那这个犹太人的安息日就是周五日落的时候到周六日落。
So,Out of pure love and devotion to Jesus, these three women, the three women would be Mary Magdalene, the mother of James and Salome, they wanted to anoint Jesus' corpse.
那出于对耶稣这个纯粹的爱和奉献，所以这三位妇人，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚和撒罗米，他们三个就想去高抹耶稣的尸体。
So after the Jewish Sabbath, Saturday, that would be, and at the crack of dawn on Sunday, the first day of the week, they came to the tomb.
那就在这个犹太人的安息日以后，就相当于是周六以后，周日那个拂晓之前，他们就来到坟墓。
They wanted to anoint Jesus, but the anointing has nothing to do with preserving the body like mummifying it.
他们想去高抹耶稣的尸体，不过你要知道这个高抹尸体这个地方跟那个埃及人 制作木乃伊的那个没有关系。
But it is to prevent it from smelling. This is out of their love and devotion to him, to Christ.
他们这个去高抹这个身体完全是为了防止这个尸体腐臭，这完全是出于他们对耶稣的爱。
But notice what it says there that is that before they even got there, they knew there is a huge problem they have to solve.
但你看这个地方记载的话。在他们到达之前，其实他们心里面就有一个巨大的问题，就他们有个问题需要解决。
Verse 3, they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?"
你看第三节，他说他们彼此说，彼此问，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢
？You can see how the kind of devotion they have of these women of going to the tomb anyway, even though they knew there's a tomb, there's a stone there.
你能看出来这些妇女们她们自己的心里面是多么的渴慕因为她们知道有这么大的一个问题她们得解决但是她们还是去了
Just so you know, setting the stone in front of the tomb is actually quite easy
我想跟大家解释一下把这个石头就是盖在这个墓门前盖在墓门上这个任务相对比较简单
But to roll away the stone is actually very difficult
但是要把这个石头挪开的话，这个是极其困难的一件事情。
Because in the rich man tombs, they would have this big stone like a big disc, like they shape it like a disc.
因为这个如果是相对比较有钱人，他的这个墓门前面盖的这个石头呢，它是一种大的，像个圆盘形的。
And they have a little rail that built on the slope.
他们得就是要建这个的话，他们就是修建一个斜坡，有个轨道帮助把这个东西弄上去。
To close the tomb, they just roll the big, the, put the disc, big stone, and on the rail, and roll it down in front of an entrance of the tomb.
要把这个东西弄上去的话，就像一个滑轮接着一个这个东西，把这个大石头拖上去，把它盖住。
But to roll the weight, they have to push up. That's really hard. It's very heavy.
但是要把它挪开的话，就是你得先向上推一点，把这个才能把它挪开，非常的沉重。
So the stone is what these truly devoted women saw as the difficulty in front of them to love Jesus.
那这块大石头是这些妇人们在要爱耶稣的这个路上，其实看到的一个很艰巨的一个困难，怎么把它挪开
？And don't forget, no, you gotta realize no one expect a resurrection at this point.
那我想提醒大家的是。到目前为止，就是到刚才我讲的那个地方，他们还没有人其实他们会预料到 耶稣基督会复活。
Not these women, not the disciples who are nowhere to be found at this point, not yet.
不，除了这些妇女以外，甚至连耶稣基督自己的门徒都找不到，他们都没预料到。
Death to everyone is the end of the story. Period.
对所有的人来说，死亡就是这个故事的结局。
And so we also remember, and it's not like these women who had never heard Jesus telling them that he would rise again from the grave.
而且你也要记住，这些，并非这些妇人从来没有听说过耶稣告诉他们他会从坟墓中复活。
In fact, Jesus talked about that multiple times.
事实上，耶稣基督多次能够提到他自己的复活。
Mark alone mentions it three times. Jesus mentioned it.
就马可福音里面，就耶稣基督就提到过三次。
So what's the problem here?
但是这里面的问题是什么呢？
They haven't truly understood what resurrection meant.
因为他们还尚未真正了解复活的意义。
Because they haven't experienced in their hearts Jesus' resurrection.
因为他们在心里面也还没有经历到耶稣的复活。
I like how one commentator says, and I quote,
我喜欢有一位这个注经家，他自己是这样写的，我在这儿引用一下。
These women had been misguided in the seeking of Jesus.
这些妇人寻找耶稣的方式，其实他们是有点被误导了。
They came to anoint the body of one who was dead, but Jesus was risen from the dead.
他们过来要高抹一句，就是死亡的一个尸体，但是耶稣基督已经从那死里复活了。
Notice one thing about Mark's audience, the people that Mark is writing to of this gospel.
对，马可福音的听众来讲。
They are most likely people living in Rome at a time under severe persecution.
他们很有可能当时是这个被罗马人所统治，而且受到逼迫。
Mark wants them to see past the present difficulty.
那马可可能是想让他们能够看到，能够超越他们眼前能看到的困难。
While he still wants them to be faithful and devoted to Christ like these women,
他虽然马可虽然也想让他的读者就像我们经文里面提到的这三位妇人一样，这样对基督忠心。
Mark, I don't think Mark wants him to ask the wrong question.
但是我觉得马可不是想让读者问一个错误的问题。
Who is going to roll away or to remove our present difficulty in life?
就是好像是谁能替我们拱开这个石头，谁能帮助我们移除我们生活中的困难呢？
The answer of this question, of course, has to do with Jesus' resurrection.
对这个问题的答案当然是和耶稣的复活有关。
I'll say much more about it in my next point.
我一会儿再谈第二点的话，我会解释的更多。
And so the question is, what stone are you facing today in your Christian life?
那我想问你，就是在今天，在你自己的做基督徒的生命当中，你自己面对的这块大石头是什么？
Many of you do love Jesus in your heart.
很多人我知道你们心里面爱主。
But the reality is we are trying so hard to live as a good Christian, to have a good Christian life. It seems to be very difficult to achieve, like more harder than you imagine.
但是现实中的问题是，想在现实社会中过一个好的基督徒的生命或者生活，比我们想象的要困难的多。
Because life gets just hard and busy with too many temptations, distractions, and obligations.
因为我们的生活变得艰难，变得忙碌，我们充满很多，我们面对很多的诱惑，分心，我们也需要抵挡这样的诱惑。
And of course, we should fight against temptations and be diligent in our responsibilities in life.
我知道我们在我们的生命当中，我们当然是要抵挡，我尽一切的职责来抵挡诱惑。
But perhaps the reason a good and devoted Christian life seems so difficult to have is that we have been focusing on the wrong thing or things.
但是我想，之所以有很多时候很难来达到一个好的或者忠心的基督徒这样的一个生活，是因为我们自己把自己聚焦在了错误的事情上。
So often our minds remains to be what can I or what I can or need to do for Jesus.
因为很多时候我们想的问题是我能做什么，或者是我应该做什么来能够来为耶稣来做。
Rather than what Jesus has done for me and because of it, what I can do through him.
我们想的应该是耶稣为了我做了什么，以至于我能够通过他来做什么。
And what he has done would be his complete work of salvation, including his suffering, death, and of course his resurrection.
那耶稣基督为我们做的当然是他完备的救赎工作，就是他受难死亡以及复活。
And when I say what I can do through Jesus, that would include the really difficult, hard things in life, of course.
那如果我说我能够通过耶稣基督来做什么，这些当然包括生活中所有的这些真正的困难的事情。
But it would also include the other ordinary things and our duties.
也包括我们的日常的一些事物和责任。
And you can think of them as like just your regular work, your house chores, your homework, even your ministry.
就好像是你日常的工作，你家里面的杂物，甚至是包括你自己的服饰。
I read about this one guy who is a tremendous sports fan.
我听说过有这样一个超级球迷。
He's a very busy man, and therefore he has no time to watch live sports.
因为他自己太忙了，所以他没有时间看这种现场的直播。
So what he does is that he would record them.
所以他的方法就是他把比赛就是先录下来。
Especially his favorite teams.
尤其是他自己最喜欢的球队。
Now he has an interesting habit.
他有一个很有趣的习惯。
He always fast forward to the end to find out who won the game of his recording.
就是他看录像的时候，他就快进，一直到看最后他自己喜欢的球队是否赢了。
If his team won, he would rewind the whole thing and watch the entire game.
如果他的球队赢了，他就把他再倒回去，把整个比赛看一遍。
He would even enjoy it with like popcorn, snacks, and drinks during the game, watching it.
对，他也什么，比如说吃爆米花呀，吃零食来自己享受这样的比赛。
If he knew his team lost, he's not going to bother watching team at all.
如果他自己的队伍这个失败了，那个输了，他就不看了。
You know what his explanation is?
那你知道他的解释是什么？
He says, no matter how bad things look for the moment for my team at any moment during the game, he doesn't have to worry.
他的说就是，不管这个比赛中有的时候我的队看起来是多么的糟糕，因为他们最后胜了，所以我不用担心看。
Because he knows the outcome already.
因为他已经知道结局了。
And the problem with us believers often is that while we do and should know the great and wonderful glorious ending of Jesus' resurrection,
那我们信徒的问题也经常是，虽然我们已经确切知道我们耶稣基督复活这样的一个伟大奇妙一个荣耀的作为。
Why we do know what it means to us, no matter how bad things get in life.
而且我们也知道无论生活中变得多么糟糕这个耶稣基督复活对我们有何等的意义。
Many moments in our life, we seem to just gloss over that reality, just undervalue that reality of Jesus' resurrection.
但是在现实生活中，我们经常把耶稣基督复活这件事情，就是低估了它的重要。
Another commentator writes, and I quote,
我想引用另外一个注经家他说的话。
Without the resurrection, the life and death of Jesus, though noble and admirable, are nonetheless overwhelmingly tragic events, end quote.
那他这样说，他说，如果没有复活的话，耶稣基督的生与死，不管是多么的高尚和可敬，到最后却是这种压倒性的一个悲剧。
Now let's turn to the second point on knowing what the answer truly means.
那我们现在再来讲一下我们的第二点，就是对这个问题我们弄清它的答案的它的真正的意义。
And the question is still, who will roll away the stone for us?
你记住这个问题是谁能为我们把石头滚开
？Well, amazingly, as it turns out, God answered the question even before it was asked. Notice with the text.
那非常让人惊讶的是，事实上神在这个问题被问到之前，其实他已经回答了。
In verse 4, once the women got there, the stone had been rolled back already.
因为你看在第四节，当这些妇人到达那里的时候，石头已经被挪开了。
This problem has been solved this whole time, even while they were worrying about it.
这个问题事实上在他们忧虑之前就已经被解决了。
And who did it?
那谁做的呢？
God.
God是我们的神。
Has done it, but it wasn't the solution they expected.
是神已经做了，只不过他的做法不是这些人所期待的。
There was this young man dressed in white, and clearly he is an angel.
这个经文里面描述有一个穿着白袍的年轻人，很显然这是一位天使。
And he was the one who rolled back the stone.
这个天使他把这个石头挪开了。
We know that according to Matthew 28.
这个是从马太福音第二十八章里面。
Now this is important. The reason God through the angel removed the stone is not to let Jesus out of the tomb.
那这儿有一点很重要， 上帝透过天使把石头挪开的原因并不是说为了让把耶稣放出去。
I was just reminding my children last night reading through John 20 that Jesus actually can walk through the walls after his resurrection body in John 20.
我昨晚跟我自己的孩子分享的时候，在约翰福音第二十章里面，因为你知道复活的耶稣，他的身体他可以穿墙而过。
Rather, God rolls back the stone is to let the women and his disciples in to see the empty tomb.
那神把这个石头让天使把石头挪开的原因，是为了让这些妇女们和门徒们可以进去看这个空的坟墓。
There is no corpse to anoint.
里面根本就没有什么尸体需要来膏抹。
But the empty tomb, by the way, isn't a complete proof of the resurrection either.
但是空坟墓它并不是对这个复活的一个完整的证明。
It can, because it can possibly mean that it's been stolen, which is suggested in Matthew 27 already by the they said that the thieves or disciples, the chief priest said this, that the thieves or disciples might have taken the corpse away.
因为就像在马太福音二十七章里面讲的那些那些祭司们，他们也可以想，就是尸体没有了，是被比如说被盗贼或者门徒给偷走了，他也可以这样解释。
And empty tombs, about the empty tombs, others would say that the enemies of our faith would also accuse and saying that, oh, maybe Jesus was really just wounded really badly and he walked out on his own. And people have said these kind of ridiculous things before.
那对于那些就是仇视我们基督教信仰的人来讲，他们会认为耶稣那天他就受伤，他就根本没有死，没有死透，所以他们就提出这样荒谬的猜测。
Some even say that these women came to the wrong tomb.
甚至有人会说这些妇女们走到了一个错的坟墓。
These are all very ridiculous.
所以我们是觉得这样的解释都非常的荒唐。
And this is why we have the words here. We have the angel spoken proclamation here in verses 6-8.
所以我们才有这里面第六到八节里面有天使他的宣告。
Notice what the angel says, that the angels identify Jesus as the one who is crucified as well as the one who is risen.
那天使在这里面指证耶稣基督既是那一位被钉死的，又是那一位复活的。
You see how these two events are inseparable?
你看这两件事情它是密不可分的。
And the Greek tense here for he is risen is passive, meaning that he has been risen.
那希腊文里面这个他已复活，他这个时态是个被动的，他的意思是他已经被提升起来。
Meaning that he's been done by God.
他的意思就是这个是。被神完成的一件事情。
The theological significance of this here is that this is God's way of accepting the atoning sacrifice of what Jesus made.
那这个地方的神学的意义就是，这是神接受耶稣所做的这个赎罪祭的这样的一个方式。
Paul says in Romans 4:25.
保罗在罗马书第四章第二十五节说。
Christ was raised for our justification.
他是说就是耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
This is why trusting in Jesus' resurrection is so relevant to us, because without it, there is no way to know that we have been accepted or forgiven by God.
这个就是我们之所以相信耶稣基督复活是如此的重要和相关，因为没有这件事情的话，我们就无法知道自己是不是被上帝接纳和饶恕。
Without Jesus' resurrection, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15,
就像保罗在哥林多前书第十五章里面讲
，Without Jesus' resurrection, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sin, and you are of all people most to be pitied.
他说就是若不信耶稣的复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，而且他甚至认为我们是比众人更可怜。
No matter how much devotion you might have to Christ,
不管你对耶稣基督是多么的虔诚
if you do not have the focus of Jesus' resurrection, your devotion would be to a dead God.
如果你没有聚焦领会耶稣基督的复活的话，那你自己的这个敬虔其实是敬虔在一个死人身上。
You wouldn't be serving a living God with the power of resurrection.
你服侍的那个也不是那位又真又活的神，可以从死里复活有这样大能的一位神。
Now notice also the angel mentions the disciples and Peter.
我们也注意到这个天使在天使也提到了门徒和彼得。
The last time these were mentioned in Mark is when they were all scattered and fled when Jesus was arrested.
在马可福音里面最后一次这些门徒和彼得被提到的时候其实是就是 耶稣被捕这些人他们都四散奔逃了。
And of course, Peter quietly followed Jesus after the arrest.
当然你知道就是彼得在耶稣被捕以后他是悄悄地跟着。
That was when Jesus was on trial at the high priest's residence.
就是耶稣在大祭司那个地方被受审的时候。
And that was when he denied Jesus three times.
在那里彼得三次不认主。
He knew how bad it was, and so afterward he broke down and wept bitterly because of what he had done.
他因为自己这样的行为，到后面他自己就情绪崩溃，就大哭。
So this mention of the disciples and Peter in Mark, I believe, is a call.For all those who are for all to those who are willing to repent.
那我自己觉得在这里面提到门徒和彼得，是让那些所有愿意的人能够真心的悔改。
It is a call for truly believing in Christ's resurrection.
它是一个呼召我们能够真正的能够真正的相信基督的复活。
It is a display of God's unmerited or even demerited grace.
它也是这个神像。不配的这个人所彰显的这样的恩典。
It's such grace is given to undeserving sinners who would desert them, who would deny them.
这样的恩典其实是给我们这样不配的人，我们这样，甚至我们就是能够不认主这样的人。
It is as if Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter how sinful you are.
就好像耶稣说过，就是不管你有多么的罪恶，并不重要。
How badly you have sinned against me with all the wrongs that you have done in the past.
你过去多么的严重的得罪我。
Which makes you deserving of eternal punishment.
因为这样的过犯，其实我们是配得在永恒里面受咒诅。
What matters is that now you come to me and trust in me alone.
但是现在到我这里来单单信靠我。
For this is what Jesus says in John 11, 25, 26.
刚才是在约翰福音第十一章第25到26节。
He says, because I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And he asked, do you believe this?
然后他问，你信这话吗？
This is the promise of the power of resurrection in believers.
这个其实就是复活的大能在信徒身上的应许。
And the last thing I want you to pay attention to is about these angels' answers is the response of the women in verse 8.
那我们最后一点我想强调的是我们看一下在第八节这里面在关于天使的回答这些妇人是有如何的反应。
Verse 8 here says, They went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
第八节这样说，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Now, from the other three Gospels, we know that these women did indeed tell the disciples about what happened about Jesus' resurrection.
那我们知道从其他的三本福音书里面，这三个妇人其实告诉了其他的门徒他们的所见。
And therefore, the end of verse 8 must mean that they are, when they said that they said nothing was temporary.
所以在第八节里面他描述说他们什么也不告诉人这个肯定是短暂的一个情况。
That would mean that they said nothing to anyone else, maybe not to each other while they were on their way to the disciples.
这个有可能是比如说他们自己都不敢说话或者他们去见门徒的路上他们也不敢多说话。
Now there are various reasons why this account of Mark ends so abruptly.
那关于这个马可福音在这里面的记载它比较突然的这个就结束了。那解释这个比较突然的结束有几种原因。
I know the Chinese congregation last fall you study or last year studied the book of Mark.
我知道我们中文堂去年我们就研习了马可福音。
You would know that verses 9 to 20 are considered later addition by copyists to supplement Mark's abrupt ending.
那有的人就说这个在 第九到二十节是后来这个抄写员为了补充马可福音他这个非常突兀的这样一个结尾加进来的话。
They contain absolute biblical truths, but they're not part of Scripture.
那这些经文包括了圣经的真理，但是他们并不是圣经正典的一部分。
Then the question would be like, we have to ask, why do we have this such abrupt ending in Mark?
所以我们要问的问题就是在这里面刚才讲的在马可福音这段为什么它的结尾感觉非常的突然。
Some scholars speculated maybe it is incomplete due to some certain interruption like war or persecution, etc.
有些学者他们认为有可能是在写作的时候因为作者受到了一些干扰就突然就结束了，比如说有战争或者什么。
Others thought that maybe it was written by Mark, but then it was lost.
也有人认为有可能马可写了，但是只不过他被遗失了。
But it may very well be intentional by Mark, by the way.
但也有可能就是马可他自己就是故意制造这样一个突然的结束。
And it would be for the purpose of creating a literary suspense.
就好像是你在文学上我专门创造一种文学上的那种张力那种让你紧张。
And this is not uncommon even in ancient literature.
这个其实就在现代的文学里面这样的结尾也不少见。
Think about it this way. The women were just told how the greatest miracle of all had just happened.
你想一下这些妇人们刚被告知就是这个世界上最伟大的奇迹发生了。
And they were in fear and astonishment.
因为他们自己太惊讶以至于他们害怕。
And you as a reader reading this, your reaction would be, well, come on, guys, you can't just stop here and do nothing and say nothing.
那作为读者的话，你如果看到这儿的话，你的反应会是，你肯定要做什么，你不可能就这样就结束了。
You just saw the greatest miracle of all, or you just heard the greatest miracle of all.
你刚自己看见了，听见了这个世上最伟大的奇迹。
It is as if Mark is urging us, what are you going to do now?
作为作者就好像是作者马可在督促他的读者就是我们你现在看到了这样听到了这样的奇迹你要做什么呢
Are you just going to shut up and be afraid of your present situation?
你知道了这个奇迹以后你就不吭声就还是继续为自己现在的这个处境里面的困难担忧吗
and quietly move on with your life as if nothing had happened?
然后就平静地继续你的生活就好像你什么也没看见什么也没听见一样
Or are you going to live a resurrected life in Christ?
还是说你要像耶稣一样过一个这种复活的生命
Are you going to proclaim and tell others Christ's resurrection?
你是否要向别人宣告耶稣基督复活
Because you're so in awe of the forgiveness and gift of eternal life that you received.
因为你在因为自己被宽恕被怜悯得着了这样的一个被饶恕的生命以后你还在这个大大的这个震惊里面吗
and because you're so in awe of the miraculousness of the power of resurrection in your life
还是因为你如此的对这个复活的这种能力的惧怕
not only in your life but most importantly in Jesus
不只是在你自己的生命里面但是借着耶稣基督在基督里面
so the question is what are you going to do now
那我的问题是你现在要做什么
And finally, and most importantly, this abrupt ending is divinely intended by the Holy Spirit because it is what we have here in Scripture.
那我们最后我想强调的是，刚才这个非常突然的这个结束，它也是圣灵他的意图。
The Lord knows that these women's reaction, their trembling and fear and astonishment, are exactly how any one of us would react if we were the one who heard the angel's proclamation.
因为圣经里面就像圣经里面记载主也知道这些妇女们他们的反应恐惧战惊惊讶其实也是我们每一个人如果真的听到天使宣告耶稣复活的时候会有的反应
I mean we may be jumping up and down today and saying hallelujah
我们今天
I don't think that's what we'd be doing with the first one standing there hearing the angel
我们今天在这里面刚才在宣告哈利路亚主耶稣复活了但是恐怕我们真的在现场的时候恐怕我们不敢这样说
So what stone are you facing today in your Christian life?
我问你，今天在你自己的基督徒的生命里面，你面对的石头是什么？
What fear and anxiety and worries are before you?
你自己的恐惧、你的忧虑、你的担心是什么？
Look to Christ's resurrection.
让我们仰望基督的复活。
There is no need to ask who will roll away the stone for me.
我们没有必要来问谁会为我们挪开巨石。
For Christ is risen.Hallelujah.
Because we know that Jesus is risen. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen indeed.
他确实是复活了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for the glorious truth of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的天父，我们感谢赞美你， 谢谢你将这样 荣耀的一个真相， 就是我主耶稣复活告诉我们。
It is the reason we live.
这也是我们之所以今天之所以存活的原因。
Because he lives.
因为他复活。
Lead us to know this preciousness and focus on it in our lives.
让我们能够知道它是多么的宝贵。
So that we may glorify you.
以至于让我们能够荣耀他。
We pray in Christ's precious and victorious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。